Welcome to the History of North America. I'm Mark Vinette. Europeans unknowingly unleashed on the New World a form of bacterial epidemic to which Aboriginal peoples had no immunity. The microbes ravaged the original inhabitants of the continent, causing a pandemic and demographic disaster. Let's examine the dramatic decline of native populations after the arrival of Caucasians in North America. Before the arrival of the Europeans, there were a million or so Amerindians and Inuit living in what was to become Canada, Mexico, and the United States. The decline of this population after the first European contact is dramatic and tragic. The native population was reduced by as much as 90%. The native peoples have never fully recovered from that first encounter with an alien culture carrying alien diseases. The plague that swept across Europe in the 1300s with such devastating effect that it became known as the Black Death foreshadowed what was to come in the New World. While it was the worst plague ever recorded in the Old World, claiming as it did nearly one-third of the entire population of Europe, we know that for thousands of years, Europe, Africa, and Asia had been ravaged periodically by other almost equally devastating waves of infection, ranging from smallpox and measles to influenza, typhus, and cholera. In the Americas, however, these diseases were quite unknown. There were no widespread epidemics on this continent before the Europeans arrived. There is a simple geographical reason for this. The native peoples first entered the New World via one of the coldest regions on Earth, the Arctic. And these frigid conditions created a kind of antiseptic shield, protecting the New World from all the Old World bacteria and viruses. These viruses could only reach the Americas by warm ocean routes farther south. And this wasn't possible for thousands of years. Years in which native people were completely insulated from many of the deadly microbes that plagued humanity. There was a drawback, nevertheless, to this situation. The native peoples were not able to develop any immunities to these infections, so that when the Europeans did come, the Indians and Inuit were physically powerless to combat the deluge of disease that the Europeans brought with them, and none of the considerable medicinal skills of the native peoples had prepared them for this lethal onslaught of smallpox, measles, influenza, and bubonic plague. The bubonic plague virus was brought to Europe from Asia, and 150 years later, unwittingly and unbeknownst to the carriers, was transmitted in a mutated form to North America. When the first wave of Europeans began exploring North America in the 1500s, the total population of the Americas was actually greater than the population of Europe. By the time the second wave of Europeans arrived in North America, 100 years later, tens of millions of the native peoples had been wiped out in what amounted to a devastation 3 times as lethal as the Black Death. Europe eventually recovered from the Black Death. The native peoples never did, because the havoc and suffering wrought by the great plagues was compounded by many other radical threats to their way of life. It was European advantages in technology, the unwitting transmission of diseases, and eventually sheer superiority in numbers that would overwhelm these native societies. This put them at a great disadvantage when faced with invaders that were at first technologically superior and later numerically superior. Also, in the great unwitting exchange of bacteria, viruses, and infectious diseases that transpired between the peoples of two worlds, unfortunately for the North American indigenous peoples, it was they who got the shorter end of the stick and thus inadvertently suffered most. In the 16th century, Eurasian diseases such as smallpox and measles, which were endemic among the colonists but new to North America, caused the deaths of 90% of the indigenous people, resulting in great losses to their societies and cultures. Europeans thus unknowingly unleashed a form of bacterial epidemic to which Aboriginal peoples had no immunity that ravaged the original inhabitants of the continent. After European contact, Amerindians suffered high fatalities of Eurasian diseases. Studies have shown the diseases were likely carried by the increased number of immigrants from cities and nations where smallpox was prevalent, such as France, England, and the Netherlands. The European invasion of North America was thus accomplished by means of numbers, advanced technology, and bacteria. The historical record indicates that when one culture is significantly more technologically advanced than the other, this side will be favored by the disruptive nature of conflict, often with dire consequences for the other society. But the introduction of disease plays a critical role in the process. More isolated peoples who lived across broader territories in low density succumbed to the illnesses brought from the comparatively higher density of Europe. The indigenous populations simply had not had the time to develop immunity to the foreign diseases, all of which introduced at once, to which the more urbanized European populations had had many years to develop some population immunity. Disease in North America caused a demographic disaster resulting from the unintentional pandemic which Europeans brought to the New World. Animal husbandry caused diseases in the Old World via an invisible enemy, viruses. The microbial impact of Western diseases did its work. But let's be fair and honest. The killing of Indians by disease is a tragedy of history, not a genocide. Simplistically dividing history into good guys and bad guys and taking the side of good guys might make one feel morally superior. However, to make one feel morally superior is an unsophisticated and somewhat immature and childish approach to the analysis and interpretation of the complex and nuanced historical record. One of our most avid listeners, CJ, who also views each video episode on YouTube, sent me a recording comprising major excerpts of a provocative article on this contentious, controversial, and sensitive subject.
According to some, history has to be erased or submerged in order to achieve the greater good of creating a just and moral society. Many times, it's just too inconvenient for certain contemporary political narratives. What happened to Native Americans when European settlers arrived was as tragic as what happened to the Celtic people when the Slavs and Huns invaded Celtic lands just 800 years before the arrival in North America of Columbus. If anything, the Huns were even more brutal than Europeans were to native North and South Americans. They also massacred entire villages. They also brought disease and pestilence. To try and single out what happened to Native Americans as somehow uniquely brutal or unusually evil is ludicrous on its face. It doesn't make what happened to Native Americans morally right to point out that the entire history of human civilization is replete with examples of deadly contact between civilizations. But it explains it in a way that needs to be understood by everyone, including Native Americans. In fact, these conflicts have been part of the march of human progress for tens of thousands of years. Native Americans may mourn their lost lands and be enraged by the killing of so many of their people, but for them to ignore the benefits of contact with Europeans is to ignore reality. There has never been an equal two-way exchange when civilizations clash. White Europeans won out because they had the guns, germs, and steel, and native peoples did not. This didn't make white society better, only stronger.
Let's end this somewhat sorrowful and grim analysis with the following positive outlook. Viewer VC from New Jersey states the following. The age of encounter in North America instigated the inadvertent spread of infectious disease, which tragically sounded the death knell for certain native cultures, but simultaneously created new hybrid cultures. A rich mixture of both indigenous and European influences. A merger we are the richer for today. Check out the YouTube version of this episode, which has accompanying images. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you're enjoying the ride. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.